Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Absolutely. We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're broadcasting live from Etim Inyang Crescent, Victoria Island, here in Lagos. I am Sheriff Quadri. Nice to meet you. If you're tuning in for the very first time, we're glad to have you here as a part of a community. This is where we have some frank conversations on some major issues every day, including weekends. You need to join Nigeria Info every day so you can be a part of the community that discusses, that engages, that talks a lot about issues affecting you, issues affecting me, issues affecting us as a people. So you're welcome. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube right now, Nigeria Info 99.3. That's how you can be a part of the conversation. We started a conversation on Monday, and I did say last week that we're going to have this same conversation from Monday through Wednesday. And we started on Monday this week, as promised. We continued yesterday quite a lot. You know, was said Monday, Tuesday. Today, we're coasting home on that conversation on patriotism. That's right. So earlier this morning, we started driving home the point on patriotism. And we had a call from Grandma, who shared some story with us, and she said that she wasn't going to share this story in public, but because we're talking about it, and she decided to share the story. Take a listen to her. Take a listen.
Good morning, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Grandma.
You're welcome, ma'am.
My name is George. How is your family?
Very well, ma'am. Very well.
Thank God for this topic you are treating today.
Yes,
I have vowed that I will never say anything concerning what happened to me, to the people. Because when I did it, I was well castigated by almost everybody.
Oh.
My children, I was discouraged. People insulted me in the media. My children said, so, Mama, so you can do this. You allow people to be cursing you and the children, your children. But thank God that you are saying this word today. What happened was that 2016, I donated my pension salary to the federal government of Nigeria. I didn't even know that the thing would come out of the paper. Daily Trust of March 2016, on the 19th, on Saturday, it is there. If you check it, you will see it there. But my children were so angry with me because the way people were talking on the media, why did you do this, Mama? And early this year, I now discovered that what made me to do that thing was I didn't think well.
You're a patriot. They said,
when they came into this administration, they said that PDP cleared the whole money, that they didn't have any shishi. So I was touched. I said, what can I do? I don't have anything. Let me donate my little chicken salary. The money was 10,000 naira. And I sent it. I was surprised it got to the government. And as I'm talking to you now, people say it's because I want the government to recognize me. That's why I did it. I was ashamed of myself in the family. So how can somebody be patriotic and people will not allow it? We are discouraged. And the government said, didn't even do anything for me to, as I'm talking to you. That is why I say, if people will do, let them do. But the person that cannot do, they will not do because of what is happening in the country. So I didn't want to say this matter, but as you are treating this topic now,
yes, ma'am,
I'm led to say it.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know whether that one is patriotic or...
It's called patriotism. That's I mean, if they are giving patriots seats,
you most likely sit at the top with the rest of the people that are as patriot as you are. Grandma, you are a patriot, and you shouldn't apologize for being a patriot. You should not. Now, to appreciate your patriotism, Grandma, Nigeria Info will send you 10,000 naira today. You deserve it. You deserve it, Grandma. Congratulations to you, ma.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll be expecting.
Yes,
help me
yes,
greet my brother. All of them in the Skype there. You right. know them now.
Yes, I do. I do.
I thank God that they have heard my voice.
Yes, ma'am.
Again.
Yes, ma'am.
The Lord will keep us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, Grandma. Thank you. That was the call out. We famously call Grandma here on the show, sharing her patriotic act. She said that when the administration came in, they said that they didn't have any money. So out of her love for the country, she donated her pension, 10,000 naira, you know, to the government. Then she didn't even know that, you know, they were going to recognize it. And the money got to them, and the gesture made it into the papers, and the moment her kids, her children, her family, her loved ones heard about it, everybody started to castigate her that why would she do such a thing, and she started blaming herself for doing such a thing because she didn't know what it was that she had done. It's such a deep story, honestly. Such a deep story. Like, look at that to me is patriotism. And Nigeria Info will send Grandma 10,000 naira. Already Grandma has 10,000 naira sent to her immediately after that conversation by Nana, one of our regular callers. He sent 10,000 naira to Grandma already for that her experience. We will send 10,000 naira to her as well on Nigeria Info here for what she did. Now, I'm not going to waste time trying to break down what patriotism is anymore. I think her own explanation is solid enough. And what we discussed earlier in the morning is solid enough as well to drive home this point. Right. But just a quick recap for those who are tuning in. You know how radio is. For those who are just tuning in right now, we've been discussing patriotism since Monday. And I've had conversations with quite a number of people on this topic, and people saying that, look, how can I be patriot when I'm hungry? How can I be a patriot when I don't have a job? How can I be patriotic when I'm sick and I can't get medical help? How can I be patriotic when I'm pushed to the wall? How can I be patriotic when I can't even pay my children's school fees? But let me repeat what I said this morning. Like, look, Nigeria is like a mother, your mother, my mother, who has got everything she needs to take care of us. Let's call her Mother Nigeria. She has everything on land, underneath the land, in the water. She has everything in abundance. And she expects us, the children, to now groom these things for our own use. Because she's provided everything that we need for us. Now, some of our children now gathered and now said to themselves, make we dey chop this thing now, eh? Now we dey here now, may we chop ham. And we don't fit chop and finish. May we just chop the one we want chop. The rest of our children, the rest of our siblings, where they come, then to go come, they can't chop their own. And the others, when if we get here, well, now they are luck with that, oh. Now they are luck with that. But we dey here now, may we chop it in one chop. May we not even bother about those ones. Now, will you fault Nigeria, Mother Nigeria, for the actions of these irresponsible children? Would you blame Nigeria for that? Would you hate Mother Nigeria for that? Would you despise Mother Nigeria for that? Or would you be patriotic towards her? Would you say to yourself, like, look, my mother has provided me this. I will not allow anybody to take what belongs to me. What would you do? Now, that is patriotism. You don't have power. You don't have water. No good roads. That is not Mother Nigeria's fault. That's your sibling's fault. Your brothers, your sisters. It's their fault, not Nigeria's fault. So regardless of what you're going through, we see all Nigeria, that love, that commitment, that need to want to see it great, to want to see it better, to want to see development, to want to see Nigeria glow, to want to see Nigeria smile and say, thank you, my children. Past the hour, shall we begin? 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. Or just call the smart number 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01-465-7190. That's for female callers only. It's 01-465-7190. Let's talk patriotism this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Could you please...
Hey, I got called.
Could you please reduce the volume?
Please, I want to make one comment about this patriotic thing they are talking about.
Before you go on, sir, can you please turn off the radio so we can hear you clearly?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
My name is... Ogunmokun Julius.
Good to have you, sir.
Yeah. I want to make it clear to you that Nigeria is patriotic. I'm making it clear to you that during the time of Idi Agban Buhari, for the first time, the civil servants, they were asked to donate part of their salary to the IMF, of which I was one of the person that was working at that time, 1983. Nigeria voluntary donated their part of their salary to the government. So, and up to today, nobody has talking of it. So, if we have a good leader, Nigeria will be patriotic.
Right.
But because Nigeria don't have a good leader, that is why we are not patriotic. When we see the good leader, Nigeria is ready to be patriotic. That is what I want to make clear to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
This is my first time of calling you.
It's good to have you. It's good to have you, sir. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Good morning to you. I think we lost that call. But thanks. You try and call me back. Let me jump on another call. Good morning to you. Good morning. Well, we can't hear you. We can't hear a thing. I know you're there.
Good morning. Is this Nigeria Info?
Yes, it is Nigeria Info.
Okay, Sheriff.
I can't hear you again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I wanted to say a very big word on to grandmother earlier.
Okay.
I didn't listen to the program yesterday, but when you mentioned it this morning, I started to shed tears. But how can this country be wicked the way they are? How can our leaders be this wicked? And somebody did that kind of thing. She's supposed to be sitting as the head of the Senate House there at the moment. Because it's as if those people, they are insensitive. They don't know what they're doing there. Majority of people that are in that Senate House and the House of Assembly don't know their job. Somebody that is regarded as nothing, sent you people money, and all the whole chop chief that they're doing there, they cannot bring that money from their own pocket and do something for the country. Shame on this country. My name is Joel. I'm the first time caller.
Thank you for calling me, Joel. Appreciate your time. Huh? Appreciate. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning, sir.
I love your analogy this morning. And I think Nigeria is like other country. But the problem we are having is the people governing the nation. So I hope we have a better leaders to move Nigeria forward.
Right. Thank you for calling me as well. Appreciate your time. Let's go to Skype. I think we have Ngozi on Skype. Ngozi, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please. Where are you calling us from?
This is Ngozi calling from Michigan.
Michigan, okay. Please go on.
Yeah. So, some years ago, I stepped into Nigeria. And as usual, when I come into Nigeria, I decide to go into public transportation. I saw somebody who drank a bottle of, what's it called, soda.
Okay.
I should throw it off the window. Mm. And I called this person to order, like, if every single one of us drinks soda and throw it out of the window, don't you think this is causing damage to the environment?
Mm.
And at the end of the day, when we have flooding, we will blame the government.
Mm.
This person almost tore me to shreds.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody next to me said, "Oga, don't say anything. You are doing your own." The person just finished eating their corn.
Hmm.
Put it in their bag. So when she gets home, she's going to dump it in trash.
Hmm.
That is somebody who knows the importance of what that thing will do to the environment.
Hmm.
So it starts with every single one of us. If we're able to take be accountable to what we do, that country will move forward. The mindset of the people is so backward and so negative that they decide to just do what they want. That's what I have to say towards this.
Thank you, Ngozi. I know that it's pretty late up there, but thank you for staying up to contribute. Appreciate it. Good morning to you. Good morning, sir. We can't hear you clearly. You're not really audible.
Mr. Frank, you cannot hear me now, Mr. Chukwudre.
I can hear you now. You just need to speak up a little. Thank you.
Okay, should I go through my shouting?
Yes, please go on and speak to us.
Okay. Grandma is receiving $5,000 from Mr. Frank.
Grandma is receiving $5,000 from Mr. Frank?
Yes.
Okay.
I love the topic and the way she spoke, and I've been targeting it.
Mm.
But I'm in a tight corner now. That is why it is 5,000. It could have been more.
It's something.
Yes.
Mm. It's something.
And Chief Godre.
Yes, sir.
We have been trying our best. It's not only me, it's not only everybody. We have been trying our best to make all of us in this country, we have been patriotic.
Mm.
Are you getting it?
I'm with you.
But those people have been trying to silence us, but they cannot.
Mm.
Because what God cannot do cannot exist.
Mm.
Yes.
Right.
So I don't know how I will do that. He has a college come there. He let him send me something so that I will do.
Okay. All right. Please, I will see if...
What's my number or what?
Hold on. Let me get your number.
It's not this number. I want to give my normal number. This
yeah, that's
number.
What I'm saying. I'll get it off air now, yeah?
Okay, let me give you my original number.
Okay, yes, sir. So much for calling, yeah?
Yes, Father.
Yes, ma.
You never do Christmas from you.
No, ma. No, ma. Christmas, ma. No.
No, I'm not a ma. No.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were a ma.
Yeah.
Come on, be going. Oh, boy. Okay, I think I can take one message before we head out to our break, huh? Let's take one or two messages on patriotism this morning. It's our last take on this subject. So let's see who is here on WhatsApp. Let's see. Okay. So here we go with this message here. It says, oh wow, what a long one. Sally from Oregon in Ikeja says, on continuation of this patriotism topic, see, as I said yesterday, I'm a patriot, but my nation is not patriotic to me. My late dad served in the Nigerian army. You said this yesterday, but thank you so much for sharing again. Appreciate it. But unfortunately, I have to step aside on this message now. The break is next. After the break, we'll continue, okay? Stay here, Lagos. We'll be back. Lagos, welcome back to the Morning Crossfire. The very last couple minutes that we've got up today, Wednesday. I'm Sharif Quadri. Let's continue with our conversation on patriotism, the very last one that we would have this week. In the meantime, I think I need to go to social media platforms. So we're streaming live on Facebook and as well on YouTube. So I'm gonna start with this one here that says they are watching from Alike Iko in Ebonyi State, and the name is Dickland. Dickland, thank you. Okay, Oluwaseun Oke, whichever one, I'm sorry, says people like Grandma should be given national honor, not people like Minister of Education that kept Nigerian students at home for more than 8 months. Thank you, Oluwaseun, for your thoughts. Let's see who else is here. Sunday says he's watching from Chibok in Borno State. Sunday, thank you for joining all the way from Borno. Appreciate it. I'm going to go over now to Twitter. Let's go take some tweets that have dropped this morning. We need to take all of these up. Let's see. Adio says, what a patriotic zeal from Grandma. Common love for the motherland. May God keep and save the patriotic Nigerians. Very touching. Shedding tears here as Adeola Riwaji, who sent that in. Let's take one more from Twitter. Then I will go to WhatsApp to go take some thoughts before we head out this morning. So here we go with this one here from Twitter. What's your name now? What's your name now? Okay. It says, you're saying another thing entirely. Let's go to WhatsApp very quickly. No time to waste time, eh? Okay, here we go. Here we go with this one that says, his name is Albert. Albert says that Nigerians are a people very devoted to whichever cause they choose. Unfortunately, the way our leaders conduct themselves in stealing our commonwealth is going to be increasingly difficult to secure patriotism from Nigerians. The youths have particularly lost hope in the country, going by the way our leaders show no empathy towards the future of the youth. This is where we found ourselves. Thanks. Thank you too for your thought, Albert. Appreciate it. Adams is here, and Adams says, one thing I find striking about this patriotism topic is that it's always citizens who are expected to be patriotic, but the so-called leaders, or rather rulers, are the ones who are expected to behave unpatriotic, and everyone else looks away. It's so funny. Adam sent that in. Adam, thanks for sharing. Let's jump on another one. Let's see who is here now. It's a long one though. It says, it's difficult to be patriotic in a mediocre society like Nigeria. I'm someone who want to see a clean and great Nigeria. I was in a tricycle one day, and the person sitting next to me, after drinking bottle of water, threw it out from the moving tricycle. When I corrected the person about the dangers of his action, he took it personally as if it's a direct attack on his ego. So I've always wanted to be patriotic, but it takes a society where majority are enlightened for it to work. I think patriotism will be more achievable in a law-abiding society. Yeah, and he says, have an amazing day. Have a great day yourself, brother. Thanks for at least trying, okay? All we need is just an effort, you know, an effort from everybody. Austin from Satellite says, the state dissolved into anarchy when the government used up sovereign power. Such usurpation breaks the society, the social contract, so that the citizens become free from their social obligations. If a country is well governed, good men will understand that their own good rests on the safety of their country's safety, and will thereafter love it wholeheartedly. We define patriotism as love for or devotion to one's country, and nationalism is part as loyalty and devotion to a nation. Austin, well said. Thank you for putting that out there. Appreciate that. I'm going to take two more, then I'll come to the telephone, okay? All right. Sounds good. I know. It sounds good. He says, when Peter Obi becomes the president of this country, many Nigerians will be patriotic, and that alone will help to stop environmental hazards. Keep deceiving yourself. just keep deceiving yourself there. Put yourself on the freeway. I'm waiting for you. Dozier from Mushin says, I've been a patriot before, but now I am done being one because as a patriot, I'm not living up to standards. And those ones who are not patriotic are the ones I'm coordinating the country. So no need until we have a functional society. Dozier sent that in. I'm going to take a call now. Let's take a call before we go. Oh, that call is gone. Let's take another one then. We have so many waiting. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Oga Sheriff.
Good morning, sir.
Happy New Year, sir.
Same to you.
First time caller. My name is Wale.
It's good to have you, sir.
I love this country, and I like to serve this country. But sometimes our leader, he gets me thinking to care for the country.
Mm.
But all the time when I listen to the program, I'm a driver.
Okay.
I served my guy like more than, let's say, 15 years.
Okay.
And then he's just like, just happy to hear your voice all the time on the radio. And he make me go home as a really Nigeria. Because I know that this Nigeria will still be great.
Yes, it will
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
God
Wale.
Bless you, sir.
God bless you too, Mr. Wale. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Yes, Nigeria will be great again. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Am I on to...
Yes, you're on the radio, sir.
On the radio?
Yes, sir.
Good. Good morning. My name is Wale.
You're welcome, Mr. Wale.
Thank you. Well, I'm a patriotic Nigerian.
Okay.
And even though the country is not... I like your analysis earlier that it is not the country's fault, it is our siblings' fault. So I hope we get it right someday.
I hope so.
Thank you. Good morning.
Zawali, thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Lagos, I can't take any more calls right now. I just like to thank everyone who's been part of this conversation from Monday that we started. Now, let's look inward individually, collectively. If we can, let's form groups to educate the children coming behind. It may be too late. I don't want to say it's completely late, but it may be too late to try and change an adult's mind about Nigeria. But our work really depends on how our children see Nigeria, what they believe about Nigeria, the way they have, the kind of attachment they have to Nigeria. Let's begin as parents, as uncles, as aunts, as mothers, as fathers, as even grandparents, to begin to let's do some social re-engineering. Let's start teaching our kids that Nigeria comes first, the love for the country comes first. By that, we are building a future for this country. Look, the way we are going, with the mindset that we have right now, there's literally, the future is so bleak.